Good morning. You are listening to Raven Radio KCAW in Sitka. Today is Thursday, June 14th, 2018, and it is 8:16 in the morning. I have two guests with me this morning. I have Alfredo Oyeguith. Good morning, Alfredo.
Good morning.
Did I say your name right?
Yes, you did.
Okay, we just practiced, but wanted to make sure. And I have also, and you are a pianist with the Sitka Summer Music Festival.
Yep.
And I also have Kayla Betcher, who's the executive director of the Sitka Summer Music Festival. Good morning, Kayla.
Good morning, Tina.
So, Alfredo, where are you visiting us from?
Well, I'm visiting from Mallorca, the island of Mallorca in the Mediterranean Sea off the east coast of Spain. And I was born originally in Madrid, but I've been living in the island for 15 years now. So, yeah.
And how long have you been in Sitka?
It's going to be 2 weeks when I leave this coming Saturday. So 2 weeks, yeah.
And how has your time been here so far?
Fantastic. Nothing short than fantastic. This is incredible. Incredible experience, and I'm really happy I'm here. So,
and yeah. How did you hear about this?
Well, actually, it's through Zul Bailey. I met Zul 20 years ago in Santa Barbara in California. I was living there, and he was playing with the Santa Barbara Symphony, Elgar Concerto. So we have a common friend, Scott Reed, the current CEO of the Music Academy of the West. Back then, we were all students at UCSB, University of California, Santa Barbara. So after the concert, we just spent the night together, dinner, a few drinks, we became friends. So he's been in Mallorca, I think, three times already, playing in a festival that I ran there, and the Deia International Music Festival. And he told me about the moment he stepped here for the first time, he told me about it. He said, you got to come, you're going to love this place, we got to do something there. So I've been waiting anxiously, and finally it happened. So, and he was right, it's quite an experience.
And you have been already playing some music,
mm-hmm.
and you're going to be playing tomorrow as well.
Yep.
And do you mind telling us a little bit about what is on the agenda for tomorrow?
Okay. And the agenda for tomorrow are two pieces in the second half of the concert, if I am recalling the whole thing right. One of them is Manuel de Falla, one of our greatest composers of the 20th century. And Manuel de Falla wrote this collection of songs, popular songs, seven popular songs for mezzo-soprano and piano. And it became an instant classic of the Spanish repertoire because it's one of the pinnacles of the adaptation of folk material to the classical setting, of the stage, of the concert, the classical concert. So it's been transcribed for pretty much every single instrument, and the transcription that we are bringing here to Sitka is the one for cello and piano, because I'm here in Sitka with my dear friend Andrew Smith. We've been playing together for almost 20 years, and this piece is part of the repertoire that we recorded in our latest CD for Delos, the label Delos. And yeah, it's one of those, one of the finest examples of folk music integrated into the classical repertoire. And as I was telling you before, it's like a musical guided trip all over Spain with different atmospheres, different ambiances. And that's one of the pieces. Then the last one in the program, the last piece on the program is, Granados, Enrique Granados Piano Quintet. And this is like a development piece for this composer. At the time, he was studying in Paris, and he was absorbing all the currents for all the different compositional traits in the center of Europe. So, and it's a very interesting piece with a beautiful second movement. Mm. In the first movement, he's trying to be what he was not, by the way, is a Central European composer. In the second, he goes back to the Middle Ages material from his own country, from Spain. Mm-hmm. And in the last one, he copies a little bit of the Hungarian rhapsodies of the time. So he gets a little gypsy on us, and it's really cool. So, yeah, that's the two pieces that I intervene on this Friday.
And is this similar to the music that you normally play?
Yeah, because this is what, I've done here also the Joaquin Turina Piano Quartet. We've done the Piazzolla Four Seasons. We've done also the repertoire from our CD with Andy. But this is what we call Spanish chamber music. I mean, we have four great composers from the beginning of the 20th century, and those are Turina, Falla, Albéniz, and Granados. So yeah, we do this kind of repertoire all the time, along with, you know, the great standards of the classical repertoire, Beethoven, Brahms, Schubert, you name it. But in Spain, this is a big part of the classical repertoire, and we play it everywhere we go, yeah.
And how long have you been playing piano?
Well, I think I was 5 when my mother sat me down with my first piano teacher, and that's it. Here I am, so...
What kept you on that momentum? That's a long time to be playing.
My mother. Well, my mother with my father behind her, because my father's kind of a quiet character, but he was always behind. But my mother just pushed me to stick to it. And I remember the moment where, when she told me, I'm going to keep doing this for you till you're 16 years old. And when you're 16 years old, you're on your own. You're going to make a decision if you want to continue or not. So I became 16, and I went to my mother, and I asked her. I didn't give her my final decision. Mm. What I asked her is to continue pushing me, because it was one of those clear moments. Not many of them I've had in my life, but I knew that it was. If it was up to me, I would probably live it, because I liked it, but. At the time, I didn't feel the passion, but I asked her to continue pushing me, and she did for a few years more, and that's when I got hooked. So that's basically as my parents. My brother is a painter, and my father always wanted to be a painter, and my mother always wanted to be a musician. So here we are, the both of us, just living their frustrations, kind of. Both of them are elementary school teachers, so, yeah.
So if you would like to see Alfredo perform, you can go to Harrigan Centennial Hall tomorrow, Friday, June 15th at 7:30 p.m. And Kayla, there's a lot of things happening today and through the weekend. Do you mind giving us a little more information about what's happening?
I would love to. Today is the Box Lunch. It's a free lunchtime concert. In Odessa Theater, which is in Allen Hall on the historic Sheldon Jackson campus. And that program is going to feature Trio Jinx, who just arrived in town the other day. They performed at the Mean Queen last night. Really unique, exciting, unusual sounds. It's a trio of violin, viola. One person plays violin, viola, one plays flutes, and one plays the double bass. And so it's a really unique instrumentation, and they're all classically trained, but infuse their music with improvisation and jazz and folk tunes. And I think there's definitely something to check out either today at the Box Lunch and or on, I believe, Saturday night's concert is a good chunk of their program as well in the first half. Also, tomorrow evening's program, Alfredo mentioned part of it, but it also features pianist Doris Stevenson in some solo works, and also with Zul Bailey on the first half of the program they'll be performing. And Saturday night's program also features the Schubert Trout Quintet, which is a favorite among many and unusual because it features a double bass as the fifth instrument, which is not all that common. So I think I've heard a lot of enthusiasm and excitement about hearing that piece performed live here this weekend. And then don't forget the big crab feed on Sunday afternoon. It's a really popular community event here that we do every summer. And it's a hoot. It's outside under the Crescent Harbor Shelter, Dungeness Crab and all the fixins, and, you know, folks just come out kind of picnic style. Little known fact, we have a weekend pass available. So if you wanted to go to both concerts and the crab feed, you could buy a pass for a little bit of a discount on those. And so you can find out more about that and tickets through our website, Alaska or sitkamusicfestival.org, or tickets are available at Old Harbor Books as well.
Awesome. If you're just joining us, I have Alfredo Oyeguith and Kayla Betcher in the studio with me this morning. We are talking about things happening this weekend with the Sitka Summer Music Festival. Thank you both for being with me in the studio this morning.
Thank you, Tina.
Well, thank you.